Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So last week was the exact 28th anniversary of the Visionary Activist Show, and honoring Black women all over. I am not, but I admire them so much. And one of the most wonderful things, I was in a bathroom some years back, you know, and a really super hip-looking Black woman said, "Oh, I know that voice." I was in the stall. "You raised me. You raised me. I was listening to you from my age 14 to now I'm 28, and I will..." Anyway, that was so wonderful. So remember, we are always, you know, we're beginning our 29th year. And last week we replayed the first episode, which was with James Hillman, Mythological Literacy, and So Many Ways to Participate. That was followed by the peace proposal of Gershon Baskin. We wed everything, vision and activism. So today, let's be available to mystery and willing to participate. That's what the backstage divine says. Oh, look, the humans have run out of certainty. It was always a booby prize. Now they're available to mystery and wonder. You know, and Uranus, trickster genius, says, I'm a keeper of democracy. Again, integrating the earth into community and participating with the earth. And we go, and I'm going to connect each one of you and this radio station and this show to the coolest things possible. And all I want from you all, you know, to seal the deal is just a gesture of, we're willing and we're available. We're willing and we're available. So let the story fires be lighted and our circle be strong and full of medicine. We begin with Robbie Robertson, just to set the atmosphere.
This was the way of it. Let the story fires be lighted. Let our circle be strong and full of medicine. Hear me. This is my dream song that I'm singing for you. This is my power song that is taking me to the edge. This is rock medicine, the talking tree, the singing water. Listen, I am dancing underneath you.
Thank you, ancestor Robbie Robertson, for setting the atmosphere. We are Yes, absolutely. Let the story fires be lighted and our circle be strong and full of medicine as we gather here in this jumpy time, but we regain our focus. We're convening Fund Drive Council with the luminous pragmatism of Harriet Tubman. I read about her almost every other week because it's so moving. She was a pragmatic animist, and just the beautiful things to say again and again. Waterways had shored her up to welcoming Tubman into their depth and allowing her and her party safe passage. Her most intimate natural allies seemed to have been those sprung from the soil, weeds that defied ordered hierarchical society, and trees that populated the forest where she walked, worked, and wended north. She may even have relied on landmark rocks. By the end of her life, she had herself become like these various features of nature: a guiding star, a giving tree, a saving river, and a bracing rock. Let's aspire to such a dedication. May we be that. May we, with help, you know, calling in, we modern humans can't be left unsupervised. So today, you know, and her luminous pragmatism, it said, nature to Tubman was present and responsive. The trees, waters, stars, plants, and animals around her were spiritually material. She approached each day of living on Earth with a luminous pragmatism. And effective, too. So we're convening the Council of Grandmothers. The moon is in Capricorn. I like Daniel Gemario years ago saying the moon in Capricorn is the council of wise women dedicated to the next seven generations. Let's see, you know, on vessels, we are crafting vessels. And whom shall we see on the craft sailing into shore? Many women, many, many women, many, many black women. Octavia Butler, born June 22nd, 1947, a son in Cancer who left us too soon. But she really began this election cycle for us now on the full moon of July 21st, 2024. She wrote her novel, it was written in 1993, The Parable of the Sower, and it begins on that day, July 21st, 2024. She must have known it was a full moon in Cancer Capricorn. And I remember that full moon because I was going to write my Patreon notes, you know, for a Visionary Activist show. And I was like, no, let me wait for it. This feels big. This feels like a big tide. This is Big Mama riding in to inform even unto the structures of governance with protection of life. And this be the time of women. And men, and the men who love them, women who eat like the wolves, and the men who love them. And sure enough, it was on July 21st, 2024, that Biden finished the prisoner exchange between Russia deal and then handed the baton to Kamala Harris on that full moon. On that full moon. There's always many stories interweaving, and we're interweaving the mythic, the astrological, the political, the spiritual. They're all suffused now. Octavia's novel, The Parable of the Sower, in the sequel, she gets it, again, written in 1993. She got it all. She got it all. You know, the earth is distressed, the fires everywhere, autocratic tyranny rising. She probably war with Israel. Israel's war on Gaza. She probably got it all. And so afterwards, I presumed to invite her. We experiment, you know, with humility. Oh, Octavia, because how that ends, she says there's an dangerous autocrat running for president. She wrote in 1993. She wrote about 2024, and he would destroy the earth. But he's running against a decent man who's befoibled, who is like a pale ghost, and the autocrat wins. And so I went backstage to go, Octavia, humbly requesting you come on in to help us rewrite that story. Ongoing story rewriting cahooting. And yeah, that call and response. I want to honor so many black women, all women, all people, all humans. But Jupiter, the storytelling and the part of us, may we all be fountains of blessing, you know, began its what's called its shadow at 11 plus Gemini, whose image is black women standing up for all of our rights. We go, whew, whew. Okay. And so we remember the, recent ancestors, Sheila Jackson Lee, died July 19th, 2024. Let's turn Texas blue. She was a Texas rep. Let's see Texas turning blue for her. Colin Allred, that'd be really good. And Bernice Johnson Reagan, co-founder of Sweet Honey in the Rock, cultural voice for freedom and justice. You know, she died on July 16th, 2024. Part of this, part of ancestors, help us backstage. You know, and so we go, right, there's so many things that we will address. And the danger is so great. And the community and this station and this show are so necessary as places for us to convene. We don't need to always agree, but we want a dedication to collective well-being. And let's just simply define politics as a dedication to collective well-being in which we are available and willing to participate. So we're going to play one of my favorite humans, Representative Ruwa. She is the first Palestinian to be elected to state office in Georgia, Power of Community. And I just want to put this on our work table because it offers so many points of discernment to put on our altars. So here's Rep. Ruwa.
Building power in this case. But it only happens through community. And if you cannot make room for those who have felt no hope for a long time and finally feel hopeful, and if your response to them is stop advocating for Palestinians, then you are actively undermining the cause. I'm sorry, you just are. In what world, I genuinely don't understand, in what world does it make tactical and strategic sense to say, do not talk about Palestinians in Palestine? I don't know what world that looks like. I really don't. And maybe it's just like the organizer in me where I recognize that there are so many people who actually don't know any better. Because to be clear, we knocked doors this weekend. And I hope you understand that a lot of the misinformation about, for example, about trans people, about like even Muslims and Palestinians is permeating. But also that message about there's no point in voting. When I heard that at the door, I almost lost my mind. What is happening on here is filtering into the real world, but not in the way that you all think. Most people are not watching these back and forths, but they are leaving with a specific impression. And if we allow, because I want to be clear, I don't know if it's like AIPAC paying for these accounts. I don't know who exactly is behind these. But if these people are successful in isolating us from each other, even if Harris wins in November, we are going to be so much worse off. What Harris does after she takes office is going to be completely and entirely dependent on how well our coalition survives the next 90 days. Because that is the only way we can push her on anything that any of us care about, whether it's on Palestine, whether it's on reproductive rights, whether it's on housing, whether it's on FTC regulation and unions. Every single one of these things is going to require us to continue to show up. Because voting is the beginning of the conversation. But if you tell people that if they vote a certain way, they should keep Palestinians out of their mouth, I'm sorry. I can't live with that. I just can't. Because these allies are the ones that saved my life in Georgia. And it was particularly Black clergy, by the way, who did the most over the past 10 months here in Georgia to push back against the worst of this. And they have cut relationships on our behalf, even when we fail to show up for them. And I want to be clear, there's going to be people who say that I'm putting others over our own people. And frankly, screw you to any of those people. I'm sick of you. I really am. I am so sick of people who have done nothing but try to like isolate Palestinians from the rest of the coalition. I really am. Because while you all are coming on here with your hot takes and building your platforms and whatever, the rest of us in the real world have been building massive coalitions to be able to get more people out of Gaza, to be able to grow enough influence so that hopefully, when we have a new administration, we can actually do something about it. But the problem is your hot takes go viral because you have way bigger platforms than we do. And this is the consequence, frankly, of people who have no political experience by their own admission, by their own admission, who have literally said, I never used to pay attention to politics before this, and now I'm here to tell you we should burn the system down. No, that is not the way life works. That is not how any of this works. And by the way, we heard this in 2016, and how well did that work out? Because it is true. Everything that's happened in Gaza right now is because of Trump's policies. And the reason we are mad at Biden is because he never overturned them. He just continued them. So if we have an opportunity to not have either of those people, why would we not take it? If we have an opportunity to shift things, why would we not take it? And I want to be clear. And I've been clear about this to the vice president's team. I've been clear about this with everybody. This is why I support the uncommitted movement. I have told her team that I would happily yell my endorsements from the rooftop when I'm ready to make it. But I need to see some kind of commitment that we enforce our laws. That is all we're asking. Enforce our laws. And anybody who is saying that, like, oh, she's already called for a ceasefire and now they're moving the goalposts, you have not been paying attention, because I can literally show you interviews where I've specifically talked about this from, like, March and February and, like, even November of last year. None of this is new. So stop with the bad faith takes. But I was really disappointed to see what kind of happened over the weekend. And I want to be clear. There are people who, like, their platforms grew because of their advocacy on Palestine, because of them public opinion shifted. And that is amazing. That is awesome. And I'm so grateful to you. I'm so grateful to you. But by your own admission, you have said, you yourselves have said in your videos, and I've seen so many of your videos, about how you were never politically engaged before and you don't really know a lot about politics. But then you turn around and call the rest of us sellouts for trying to be as tactical and strategic as possible within the circumstances that we exist in. To prevent more harm, right? I'm not saying this is harm reduction. I'm saying I'm trying to keep the board the same so we can keep building on the wins that we have. But I do think that those of you who have built your platforms for Palestine need to start being more honest about your limited understanding of government. And I'll give you a very clear example of this, and I'll end with this. I saw a creator who has talked a lot about Palestine, who said that Harris is implicated in all this because she's the vice president, and that she should have resigned if she wanted us to know that she was distancing herself from this. And to be clear, I'm not somebody who says that you should only ask for a slice. I'm somebody who says you should ask for the entire loaf, because in negotiations, you're probably going to end up with a slice or a half loaf, right? But if you start with a slice, you're going to end up with crumbs. You should always shoot for the moon. But that was the most absurd ask I've ever heard in my entire life. For a few reasons, like so many reasons. Do you know how many Palestinians she helped? I know that they're not going to like make this public or whatever, but I will tell you this. Harris's sphere of influence is very different than Biden's, and it includes a lot of Palestinians. And no, I wasn't one of them up until like last week when she came to Georgia and I got a few minutes with her. But let's say she did resign. Do you know the process for replacing a vice president? The answer is no. If y'all did, you would not be like flippantly calling for her to resign, because the process would have been for Congress to pick her replacement. And the House is controlled by Republicans. And now those Palestinians that had access to somebody who was at least trying to help them would have lost that. Nobody made her do anything because they couldn't. She is the vice president. So she did not take any action that made this worse, but she was able to take action to help some people. There's a difference between asking somebody who has no control over their role to resign, which makes total sense, versus somebody who could have insulated herself while continuing to try to help people. And I'll leave with this. It's okay not to know everything. I don't know everything. I'm not going to pretend to know everything. But on this, I can comfortably say that I've had enough years of experience to understand how to move forward. And the only way we move forward is together, and to recognize our own biases and fix them. Because if our coalition survives through November, we will change policy. Period. End of story.
Oof. So I love her. I love her. And she makes some really crucial points. Do you know how many Palestinians Harris has helped? She asks, because she knows. Right? Just, you know, we want complexity. We want, you know, 20,000 stories all going on at once, but we want to be aware of them, and we want to be cool enough to hold many stories at once. That's one. Her point also is that many people who are like, blah, 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 if you vote for Harris, you know, you can't support Palestine, you know. She said those people, by their own admission, knew nothing about politics before all this. And she's grateful for them for standing up, but they know nothing about politics. And then she lays it out, right? And that's really crucial. We wed everything. We wed everything. There's so much danger that is ridiculous yet real on the table that we will honor. We're going to play a portion of the Trickster Training Council Monday debate night eve, just a smidge. It's a long segment, but I think we won't play all of it. But here we go, just to put some more things on the table, reminding us that this show for 28 years, beginning its 29th year, is about it's a show that honors all of our participatory skills, all of our participatory skills, our critique, our engagement, our in the streets, our doing things, our talking to ancestors, our inviting in what's needed, our making sacred pacts with what we love in nature, you know, vowing to be cultural agents on behalf of what we love. All of it. All of it. Yeah, we, you know, it's 28 years. I was figuring out with my ally, Aaron, going, that's 1,400 shows. Oh, my God. We will be, you know, pulling some up from the archives. But most of them, not all are winners, you know, but most of them are, here's a problem, and here's people doing great stuff to solve it, right? So we're in Fund Drive, and you're pledging to that to support our council disguised as the Visionary Activist Show. 800-439-5732. Thank you. Thank you so much to Anonymous in San Francisco. Anonymous is such a good backer. Mwah. Love you. So there are many, many enticements and thank you gifts, right? 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. There is Democracy Awakening by Heather Cox Richardson. Oh, so crucial as a guide to be a citizen. Really wonderful for a pledge of $100. There's Alan Watts, my buddy, really, 28-hour collection for a pledge of $120. There's Native Nations. Well, you can peruse, you know, The 100-Year War on Palestine by Rashid Khalidi. That'll be relevant forever. And many, many other things. So that's, again, 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. Peruse the plethora of thank you gifts or just give to this show embarking on its 29th year. Here we go. Okay, so here we go, a segment of the Election Eve Trickster Training Council.
It is what's called a grand square in mutable signs going, woo, which is why we want to Saturn. To dedicate, to find stability, you know, to be cool. Remember the word cool, popularized by jazz musicians in the 40s. It comes from a Yoruba word, kulu kulu, meant completely responsible and dedicated to the well-being of the community. And that's how we're defining politics and political engagement, as simply a dedication to collective well-being. So when people go, oh, I have no interest in politics, it's like, that's where the word idiot comes from. It's a Greek word, idiotus, meaning those who are so full of dingbattery as to not engage in collective well-being, right? This is all hands on deck. You know, our chart, excuse me, for tonight, you know, has many, many beautiful things and many warnings. You know, the sun at 17 Virgo, which is the Ouija board, so spooks are welcome, has a sesquiquadrate, 135 degree angle to Pluto, which is a degree of warning. We have two of those. So it says it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Even Trump in his completely craziness, but with so much money, and Elon Musk completely crazy, and you know, all those things. And then the police union just backing him after Trump said, and when I will win, I'm going to lock up everybody. You know, probably everybody on this call. I'm going to lock up, you know, election officials and, you know, the thing and whatever. And now he's got the police, right? So we are here to engage in all ways to just suck the chi out of that and to embody ourselves what we would wish for others and for Kamala Harris as well. That's part of our participating. This is all participatory. So, yes, so holding multiple stories simultaneously, right? So yeah, multiple stories simultaneously. And I like the bunny planet. Oh, wait, I forgot one loop of the cool part, which I said, I say it over and over again, but it's really useful for us. Part of our skill set And part of what we want to see for her, for the Kamala part of us, is the Yoruba said, kulukulu, as in English, means cool, like temperature, as well as responsible. And if we literally, like, let's do it now, imagine our brains, our heads as cool temperature, we can do that. It's interesting to experiment and try that. Then it moves all the heat in the head down to the heart where it belongs. So it's cool head, warm heart, coalition building heart, embracing community heart, opposite of road rage, which is hot head, cold heart, right? So we're sucking the chi out of that. And what the Yoruba said is, if you imagine your brain as cool, oh, there we go, it allows for enhanced superconductivity of multiple stories at once without stressing, without frying your circuits, right? So now some things are always true, but there are times when they're truer, you know, and we go, now is a really good idea. So we bestow on ourselves and on the Kamala part of ourselves and all good-hearted people the power of cool at this powerful crossroads where everything that everyone does matters enormously. But the Sun sesquiquadrate Pluto says, you know, as they say in the South, we ain't play acting now, children. There's real danger. And it is hard to believe that as this crackpot cartoon dissolves in front of us, that there's even one person who would vote for him, but there's Trump signs. Although it's changing, you know, my Twitter feed is full of people going, oh, my neighbor just took down their Trump sign. We go, yes, yes, more of that. We're backstage creating opening portals and quintiles, 72-degree angles between planets, which we have in abundance tonight and even more tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, is the capacity to open portals between worlds. There we go. It's irresistible eloquence. It can be abused. It can be used badly. I'm always saddened to see bad people with or people with doing bad things who have quintiles going, how did that be? And my friend Sylvia says, well, you open portals, right? You open portals. But for us tonight, the sun, while warning us, quintiles Pallas Athena, goddess of strategy, is right next to the moon, the power of the woman storyteller, and all the ancestors downloading, and all women who speak on behalf of the earth, you know, now. And we also bring in, you know, Chiron for fun. And I love that our friend, our ally, Deborah Felmuth says, in the Middle East, or in, she says, in the West, here we are, we think of the future in front of us and the past in back of us, who cares? And she says, in the Middle East, it's the reverse. We are gazing at the future, we're gazing at the past in front of us. Again, experiment, see if you can do that. The future invisible behind us, and we are crafting the future by gazing at the caravan of our past mentors, political mentors, spiritual mentors. It's all one thing. It's all one thing. So strategy. The sun quintiles Mars in Cancer. Mars has just moved into Cancer, and so woofiness now in Cancer, in Big Mama's sign, you know, says, you know, it's happening in the memespheres, the redefinition of what it is to be a guy, you know, or masculinity in all of us as protectors. And so we're also here to be protectors, you know. So multiple stories intertwining, and that means the spiritual and the secular, the political and the mythic, all suffusing, and all realms in which to participate. So, so for our first adventure, let's see us putting a cloak of living ducks around Kamala. And just to repeat, and the cloak is empowered with boomerang, so that not only does venomous vitriol wash right off, but returns to its source with a pie in the face. This is, I think, useful, right? Remember, expectation is the partner of disappointment. Oh no. But willingness, willingness is the dance partner of life. So the two key sacramental words for us that the planets want from us to seal the deal, that the Earth wants from us to seal the deal of cooperation of an Earth community, are, you know, Uranus trickster genius says, I'm in Taurus. I'm on behalf of the Earth and stories on behalf of the Earth, and we are inaugurating what is best for the Earth. You know, and all I want from each one of you to seal the deal, and I will connect you to whatever you need, is just a gesture of willing. I am willing. You know, we throw up our arms and go, I am willing. I'm willing. We are available. We are available to mystery, and we are willing to participate. Yes, I think I'm hearing myself coming back at me. But so it is a wild ride unless we, Saturn, gather our wits and dedicate to the desirable. And again, I will certainly be watching the debate tomorrow with, you know, candles and whatever the thing is, but not with expectation, but with willingness. Right? Small verbal distinction, huge energy difference. And in fact, you know, always with myself and with clients and everybody right now, I go, you know, Jupiter chimes in and says, I will make you all wealthy by your definition of wealth. What is each person's personal definition of wealth? And what is our definition of a wealthy culture? I will do that. So we hand it to Saturn. Defining wealth is part of our assignment. And what we want to see with irresistible eloquence, the storytelling capacity for Kamala to maintain jaunty aplomb with her cloak and her boomerang, right? To keep that. And we know that humor and satire and ridicule, humor and satire for sure, ridicule maybe when called for, are the crucial tools, skills of efficacy that tyranny and the former guy run on fear. So it behooves us to compost fear, there we go, and to have jaunty aplomb ourselves. And Jupiter says, I am going to make everything bigger. So whatever you don't want bigger, toss it into Pluto's cauldron. So I think it's a fun idea for all of us to toss all past, present, and future expectation and consequent disappointment into the cauldron and ladle out available and willing. And it's like, ooh, we could run the world if we were disappointment proof. And that's a little, you know, when we look backwards, you know, I mean, Barack Obama's winning. And I was with Pat that night, right? And it was like, wow, it was over so fast. You know, it was really great, you know. But then really he got sort of abandoned, you know, and people started, you know, the drones and the thing going, I'm so disappointed. Dis means underworld. So when we say I'm disappointed, it means I'm powerless in the underworld. And it was sort of like a memo went out, as opposed to backing him up. And Rua's point is so important, you know, vote for Kamala and then, you know, argue and converse and, you know, make it work as a partner. And we kind of let Obama hang. And I remember my friend Tammy Graham, you know, was diagnosed by a horse at a horse healing center run by friends of hers. And the horse comes over and diagnoses you. And it snuffled at her belt. And the woman running the ranch said, you should go to the doctor. And Tammy had, you know, advanced uterine ovarian cancer. And she had no health insurance. But she got Obamacare, and she healed, and she wrote an essay about it in the Denver Post, and Obama called her up and said, I read your post. Would you introduce me, you know, in Denver? She said, sure. Can I bring my wife? And he said, absolutely. And they had a great time. And he said, you know, Biden kind of blurted out about, you know, gay marriage, you know, before I was ready. Being an expedient politician, had to wait until 51% of the popular winds were blowing in favor, and then I could do it, right? So politicians are the sail, we're the wind, right? And to pledge support, because this is not ending at the election. It's an ongoing big adventure, but step by step by step. So tomorrow's step is the debate, you know, and I do like us imbuing those things. The cloak, the boomerang, the irresistible eloquence and the storytelling to go, here's the invitational story to keep democracy, the democratic experiment, alive. This is our story. And it's
okay, we're fading out on that, although the whole thing was really pretty good, and you can join Trickster Training Council and many, many other things, coyotenetworknews.com. But I wrote afterwards, that was the before the debate, you know, and afterwards I go, yo team, written after, you know, after the debate, also known as debate, B-A-I-T, we do good work, let's keep it up. It was pretty, well, she not to presume, you know, causation or anything, but it's like, she had jaunty aplomb. She had a cloak of living ducks to deflect poison. She had boomerang, toxicity back to its source with a pie in the face. You know, pretty bleeping powerful, pretty deft. Yes, always, everywhere, you know, Gaza hangs over everything. And we go, right, right. And we know, and when we go back to Rua, okay, so there's things missing from the convention, huge things, right? But that's for us. For us to bring in and to invite in. And the danger is ridiculous, yet real. You know, and you know, she did pretty deft for somebody born exactly at the full moon. This is a full moon, this is a women tide, this is a black women tide, this is the men who love strong women tide, you know. And it's autocracy or democracy. You know, Trump was on a tour of small Midwestern towns, and somebody noticed that all the towns he chose were sundown towns, meaning, if you're black, get out of town by sundown or you'll be dead. He did that. He did that, right? I mean, this is just, you know, and if you go back over some of the debate, which she brings up, you know, he had a front page ad calling for the five innocent black people to be executed. It goes on and on and on. There's a lot on the table here. Everything is real. Everything's symbolic. You know, there's a rallying of the CPAC vigilantes already threatening to lock everyone up, you know, in elections. He says the expulsion of migrants will be a bloody story. That's what Trump said. It will be a reinstating of stealing babies and children from their parents, which is as close to evil as evil gets. There is rampant Holocaust denial, the J.D. Vance, Tucker Carlson tour that says Jews made up the Holocaust and that Hitler was really a good guy. We got the story wrong. We fought on the wrong side of World War II. That's what they're saying. Nothing bad actually happened to the Jews. This is crackpot, but real. You know, Earth and life are on the ballot, team. You know, you know, and then now we're back to the complex Kennedy legacy because Papa Joe and his oldest son were Nazi sympathizers. You know, and there's already a planning of the second attempt to steal election. This is no time to fool around, right? So, you know, encouraging support for this show, actually, that's right. Again, 1-800-439-5732. You know, thanks always to... we have some sustaining people. That's very exciting. Anonymous is so good. Thank you, Anonymous, for pledging, $10 monthly to be a sustainer. Thank you, Barry and Scotts Valley, for, again, one time, you know, thank you for airing Rashida Tlaib, telling certain people, like, I'll read your thing more, you know, it's a worthy comment, worthy long comment. Please feel free to leave worthy comments. I will honor them all. And again, 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org with a plethora of thank you gifts. I particularly like Resonate, Democracy Awakening by Heather Cox Richardson, indefatigable. Her letters to citizens, so good. Because before us all is, what is it to be a good citizen? What is it to be a good citizen? What is it to be a good Earth citizen. And part of what I love about this show, the Visionary Activist show, you know, for 20, embarking on its 29th year, is that, you know, like Celia Ilaria, a wonderful activist, she put together these young, you know, under 20, really effective environmental organizers. And they were so wonderful. They didn't know each other before the show, but they bonded, they made alliances. And Celia said, I wanted them to be on the Visionary Activist show where all of them would be welcome. This young, incredibly effective young 17-year-old woman in Arkansas said, oh, I never heard the words, but I know that I'm a visionary activist. I do prayer and magic, and I connect with the trees, and then I go do legislation. Thank you. Thank you for those words, right? And then there was this great hip black guy doing guerrilla gardening in Los Angeles, and he bonded with the white Christian evangelical environmental activist in Minneapolis, and they were like, let's work together. And all of them could show up. They go, yes, I always do a little prayer. I always set my altar, and then I go out and kick butt. That's that. It's like Marie Laveau, again, presides over the show, right? You know, about whom it was said she did not create cultural movements, but a woman of her substance understood what was at stake. She saw a role to be played and played it to the hilt, helping to coalesce a scattered and oppressed peoples into a dynamic community unity. We go, that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to do, the Visionary Activist Show. So Saturn, dedicate, pledge. You know, as Ruwa says, you know, voting is the beginning of the conversation. And we vote for everything with our resources and our money, and by doing so, we make the money sacred. You know, we're voting for community. Again, 800-439-5732. Thank you, Rowan in San Jose. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Visionary Activist Rock. That's good. That's good. That's good. Let's keep priming the pump, because this is sacred work. This is sacred work we all do here when we meet. And what I love about this show is that it doesn't end when we go off the air. People connect and they Kahoot. And again, Yornis, agent of synchronicity, democracy, equality, says, you know, we can disagree and be harumphy, and I mean, there's plenty of that, you know, but not grievancy. No, not grievancy. But it says, you know, if we treat each other well, if we aspire to embody democracy, meaning, you know, we're not nice, because that means ignorant, nescient, but if we're respectful backstage, then synchronicity increases. The right person, the right funding, the right connection, the right opportunity, the path opens to do necessary miracles. And that's what's called for, team, necessary miracles, right? So you're pledging for necessary miracles. Oh, bless your heart, Rob, who pledged for Alan Watts' master collection. That's so wonderful. Thank you, Vision Activist Show, and to Caroline, standing together with our most needed KPFA, have been a listener since Alan Watts, 1972. That's great. Yeah, and somebody listening in Los Angeles said, I hope you don't mind, but you remind me of Alan Watts and Eddie Izzard. I'm like, no, that's fabulous. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And also Rowan in San Jose, wonderful. Rob in Kelseyville, California. Thank you, thank you, thank you, team. All right, let's keep priming the pump. Let's keep priming the pump. We have a very brief AOC public service announcement. It's just under 2 minutes. Let's play it now, because it's useful to put on the table. Here we go.
Y'all, this is a little spicy, but I have thoughts. I feel like I should save this for a live. I'm not coming for people who are thinking about this. You, I'll talk to you. What I have a problem with is the fact that if you are running for president, you are the de facto leader of your party. And first of all, trust me on this. I run as a third party candidate in New York. I'm also run as a Working Families Party candidate in addition to running as a Democrat. Because trust me, I've been on record that about my criticisms of a two-party system. So this is not about that. But you are the leader of your party. And if you run for years and years and years and years and years in a row, and your party has not grown, and you don't add city council seats, and you don't add down ballot candidates, and you don't add state electeds, that's bad leadership. And that to me is what's upsetting. Because if you have been your party's nominee for 12 years in a row, 4 years ago, and 4 years before that, and 4 years before that, and you cannot grow your movement pretty much at all, and can't pursue any successful strategy, and all you do is show up once every 4 years to speak to people who are justifiably pissed off, but you're just showing up once every 4 years to do that, you're not serious. You're not authentic. To me, it does not read as authentic. It reads as predatory. I'm sorry. I'm just saying it. Because as a person, I endorse Working Families Party candidates. I endorse DSA candidates. I take risks, and I endorse even in primaries against Democrats when it's merited. What does this person do to grow power?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you, AOC. Let's just put it on the table. Let's just put it on the table. Saturn quintiles Uranus right now. Our dedication opens paths for necessary miracles, and we want necessary miracles. We want a ceasefire immediately. We want Gershon Baskin and Olmert's peace deal on the table. As Gershon Baskin says, once the Israeli populace knows about this, all hostages released, you know, 3-week timeline for all troops, all Israeli troops to withdraw to 1967 borders. It's not perfect, but it'll do. You know, an enforced sovereignty and borders and boundaries. This is in accord with the planetary dance right now. The Council of Grandmothers says, yes, accountability and borders and boundaries. You know, and Gershon says, once this is known, and let us all be storytellers, did you know about this? Did you know about this? He says it won't be 700,000 people showing up in Tel Aviv and all over Israel. It'll be a million, demanding. You know, let's inhale our Saturn from the inept negotiators, right, and let it be the populace itself. This is what Pluto, having gone back into Capricorn, looks like. You know, that, you know, evil contains the seed or dominance, and tyranny contains the seed of its own demise, with the rising up of a unified coalition of sane, reverent people. May it inform each heart. You know, may we be storytellers. May we use language craft to spiral out into the world. You know, the story of, you know, the critique, and how it could be, yes, and let's go, let's do this. Thank you so much, Anonymous. Oh, Anonymous is so wonderful. Anonymous in Santa Rosa, thank you. Anonymous in Oakland, California, thank you. He's pledging for the 100-year war on Palestine, a history of settler colonialism. Yeah, we all want to be more informed, because then we are agents of did you know? Did you know about this? So, you know, again, priming the pump, 800-439-5732, or kpfa.org, a plethora of thank you gifts. You know, very fun. I like Democracy Awakening by Heather Cox Richardson, Alan Watts, somebody pledged for that, love him. You know, Native Nation, 100-year war on Palestine, the land in our bones, plantcestral herbalism and healing cultures from Syria to the Sinai for a pledge of $125. Survival is a Promise, the Eternal Life of Audre Lorde. Not more black women are really, black women are carrying the soul of the world, the soul of this country. We're chipping in, but we're honoring. You know, that's for a pledge of $180. But you can see everything that you could get as a thank you gift. But really, you're pledging for how we get to meet each week. Thank you, Anonymous in San Rafael. Oh, that's great. Okay, we're priming the pump. 800-439-5732. We're priming the pump of coalition building. Everyone welcome. And AOC is and Rua are so nuanced and in their fierce complexity. And may we have those skills. May we have irresistible eloquence on behalf of what we love. May we all be storytellers. May we understand that we participate in a storytelling creation, that everything's telling us its story all the time by its shape and its color and its song. And if we just approach the world with informed, reverent curiosity, we'd be okay. We'd be in a conversation to and fro with that which is larger and wiser and better than ourselves. We're opening portals to invite it in to guide our befoibled selves. You know, the word inaugurate comes from the augur, the diviner within all of us, who walks out into nature and talks to nature. Who would you choose? Who would you vote for? You know, and then they would be inaugurated by nature's choice. This nature revealing, this is our best chance for protecting the earth. This is our best chance. So for everybody in their soul, just say, I'm dedicated to the protection of the earth and protection of LGBTQ rights and everyone's equal rights. You know, we're heading for the equinox. Michaela Gaston and I will be doing a wonderful equinox thing on September 22nd, you know, and we're starting our election magic council on September 17th, and you can join the trickster training on Mondays at coyotenetworknews.com. But we're here now. I mean, there's a plethora You know, and we're in 28th anniversary, beginning of the 29th year of the Visionary Activist Show, to support the council, disguised as radio, disguised as the Visionary Activist Show, 800-439-5732, or kpfa.org. So come on, team, let's prime the pump. I remember when the show first went on the air 28 years ago, people were skeptical, going, really? Mythology? Astrology? But the first fund drive, it pulled in $5,000, right? We've got 10 minutes. And Allison Rolls, bless her heart, who was my backup helper at the time, said, "You made believers out of all of them, girl." And we go, right, more of that. You know, this part where there are so many ways to participate in the fate of the world, and astrology really, you know, well, remember the Thai saying, because we were never colonized, we never lost our animism. So a loss of animism, a lot of participatory democracy, is revelation of the colonized mind. We are here to decolonize on every level. You know, and that means available to the guiding languages of symbolism, you know, the interconnectedness, and astrology really in its greatness called to now says, here's what it means to be a fully cultivated earth participant. We all have a dream, a vision, an action, a protection, an artistry, a voice. We have many Mercuries here right now, the Sun in Virgo, exactly square Jupiter in Gemini. Virgo and Gemini are the two Mercury realms. One is the language craft as one of the great technologies of participation. You know, and then Jupiter in Gemini telling stories in accessible vernacular, broadcasting, putting it out. You know, each person's their own little station, right? Putting out, did you know about this? Did you know about this? Let's do this. Let's, out of many things, coalesce into a coalition that is in favor of keeping the democratic experiment alive. Yes, befoibled, but let's keep it alive as opposed to autocracy and shutdown. You know, and do you know what would happen to Gaza and minorities? And, you know, Rua is so fierce. She goes, you know, all those people saying, no, don't vote or vote for ineffectual third-party thing, you know, it's like, yes, your integrity is costing the earth its life, your quote-unquote integrity. And it's like, oh, yeah, let's be fierce. You know, let's call on everything and, you know, elect the same person and argue and keep on going forever in perpetuity. Thank you, Helen in Oakland. Wonderful. Democracy Awakening Notes on the State of America by Heather Cox Richardson. Yes, I love that. I love that. All right, let's keep priming the pump, team. We're doing great. You know, pledging is a sacred act. Pledging, you know, resources for this show and this station to keep alive as a place of community building where you'll hear many, many, many stories, you know, and this is a place where we invite all stories, you know, and we can disagree, you know, but all stories and hold multiple stories at once, you know, and then there's always 20, 30 stories going on at once and they can all be conflicting and they can all be true. Which ones do we choose to animate? And that's by our pledging. That's by our pledging. You know, I love, I'm going to forget the name of the important person, but hello, she's a charm for attracting wild money. She goes, "I will rub my hands with honey and run through the vaults of banks. You know, come, money, and fill my purse with a murmuring swarm. You know, I will not lock you up in trust funds or dark bank accounts. No, soon you'll be free to join others of your kind." There we go. That's what this... You know, Reverend Ike says, don't say you spent money, say you circulated it. You circulated it because spent is exhausted. So come build murmuring swarm of resources in KPFA's purse, right? There we go. Money is sacred just as politics is sacred if we do so by dedicating. You know, and even as you call 1-800-439-5732, just in your heart, you know, go by the pledging of this resources, I am also pledging, you know, my deepest desire to be fully myself, to cultivate all of my gifts, to participate fully in the, you know, to compost the danger into nutrient for democracy. There we go. So we're working on those things. We're working on those things. So again, 1-800. Oh, thank you. Somebody else just chimed in. Again, Democracy Awakening. So Yeah, so 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org, right, trance. We're doing entrancing, you know, and pledge on behalf of your animals. Some people tell me their cats and their dogs listen to this show. Many prisoners listen to this show. I am so honored. That's why, you know, to go to commercial radio, you know, as opposed to this, to go, and homeless people listen to this show, to go, what I'm really after is the incarcerated homeless vote or listener, right? And it's like, well, we are here. So pledge for those who cannot. You know, pledge for those who are in prison and may they all be free. Pledge for those who are homeless at the moment, may they all have housing. May we make decisions as a community, you know, as Teotihuacan did in the fantastic book, you know, The Dawn of Everything. Teotihuacan was a hierarchical priesthood, you know, corrupt politicians and everything. But then the citizens of Teotihuacan, 300 years in, decided to do something different. You know, and they decided they would put all of their resources into community, into housing and beauty and art. No more big monuments, you know. So they wrote, the two Davids wrote The Dawn of Everything to us now. We can all decide to do something different. And we can operate on multiple levels. Voting is part of it, but every part of life is voting. You know, and right now we're encouraging, feeding the heart to pledge to this show, the Visionary Activist Show, setting forth on its 29th year. Holy moly, there we go. You know, some of you have been listening the whole time. Some of you might have just happened upon it today going, what the hell is this? It's a place where every part of everyone is welcome. You know, and animistic participation and biomimicry, you know, rather than looting nature, let's borrow her designs. You know, let us all be effective storytellers, irresistibly eloquent on behalf of what we love. Come this way. Here's the guiding story. You know, here's each one of us as party favors gets a cloak of living ducks so that anything annoying just rolls right off, you know, and the power of boomerang, I spell it M-E-R-I-N-G-U-E, which is anything toxic back to its source with a pie in the face. And we go, all right, you know, so everybody gets that as a party favor now. But especially if you pledge, right, by calling 1-800-439-5732, that would be super great. Our kpfa.org. We're in our final minutes, really kind of like 2 minutes. So let's go. Thank you, Julia and Concord. You know, thank you for Visionary Activist Live You. Thank you. The reciprocal blessing. You know, Jupiter says, what's the one way of participating in the world that's guaranteed replenishing and never depleting? And Jupiter says, blessing. May it go well for you and for you. You know, the whole world, the Middle East, underneath all of its tragedy right now, but has a lot to teach us all, because those are cultures woven together with blessing. We call it blessing poker. John in San Francisco, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Again, you know, may it go well for you. Morning of light to you. Morning of light to you. And may the divine sprinkle rose petals upon your path, and may all bloom and protect, and may beauty arise out of rubble. You know, let all of us be agents of blessing and circulating, you know, guiding wisdom from all the sources and the council, the caravan of mentors. They're here. Think of everyone and everything. They need not be human who's ever taught us anything of value. We are crafting the future by gazing at the caravan of our past ancestors and our past mentors. Let's do it. So again, we've got less than 1 minute. Let's go. Let's go out with a surprising flourish. That would be fun. That would be pretty good. 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. I'm watching. Just something fun. Oh, there we go. You can still keep pledging. 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. Thanks always to Kirsten Thomas. Wonderful. It's a great team here. You're pledging also to the team. Thank you so much. I'm Caroline Casey. We will reconvene next week.